The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot. Daf He. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther v'Riyahu ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Begin Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on He Amud Rishon, and we are beginning at the Gufa. Gufa is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. The last word on the line. Gufa. Minayin she'enu hayav, ela al sheyesh ba yedi'a betehila, ve'yedi'a besof, ve'alem bentayim. So we learn to be hayav a korban. When you do something b'shogeg, you need to have a yedi'a in the beginning. That means on Monday you knew that you were tameh. On Tuesday you forgot and you went into the Beit HaMikdash. And on Wednesday you remembered again that you were tameh. It's got to be yedi'a, he'alem, and yedi'a. If you don't have that combination, it's not subject to a korban. So you want to know, how do you know that? It says, Tamud lomar, v'ne'alam, v'ne'alam, shnei pe'amim, devre Rabbi Akiva. If you look in the pasuk that talks about bringing a korban, it says subsequently in the two pesukim, v'ne'alam, twice. Now what is v'ne'alam, v'ne'alam? What do we learn from v'ne'alam, v'ne'alam, twice? So from the fact that it says it twice, we learn that you have to have a yidi'ah first. V'ne'alam, it says v'ne'alam twice. So Rabbi Akiva learns from the fact that it says v'ne'alam, you forgot. So for the fact that it's a vanilla, actually, if you want to go back, we had this derasha. You can go back to the page before, Daf Dalet, and you can read it in Rashi. Rashi, on Daf Dalet Amud Rishon, the bottom Rashi, v'ne'alam, v'ne'alam, shnei pe'amim. Rashi explained the mechanics, how this derash works. Tere v'ne'alam ketivei gaveh tum'at korban. Two ne'alams are written. By olev v'yored. V'ne'alam memenu v'hu tameh. That means he's ne'alam. He forgot that he was tameh. V'ne'alam memenu v'hu yada. V'ne'alam, and it says, and he realized. Kama dafka l'migmar mine ale'alem tum'ah. U'chayav v'enu chayav ale'alem mikdash. The first ne'alam teaches me only when he's ne'alam on his own tum'ah, but he's not ne'alam on tum'at mikdash. Which means, where only the forgetting is in himself, but not in the Mikdash or the Kodesh, that's the first v'ne'alam. The idach kra yetera u l'drasha. Oh, what's the drasha? Hatel v'hu yada b'ntre v'ne'alam. Okay. Take the yada, it says the pasuk, and he realized it, put it in between the two v'ne'alams. So as if it's the pasuk says, v'yada v'ne'alam. He knew, and then he forgot. So you have a yedi'ah in the beginning, and then you have a forgetting. You don't need to tell me that he found out in the end, because if he didn't find out in the end, how's he bringing Korban Chatat? So therefore it says, as if the Pasuk says, V'yada, he figured it out, V'ne'alam, and then he forgot. That's the way Rabbi Akiva's Doresh, that you need a Yedi'ah, V'techila. Comes the Gemara and says, V'ne'alam, V'ne'alam, Shnei Parmidur Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Omer, Eno Sarich, Rabbi says, you don't need it. Hare Omer, V'ne'alam, Mechlal Shiyada, which means the fact that it says v'ne'alam, that he forgot means he must have known. So you don't need this whole complicated dirasha, v'ne'alam, v'ne'alam, put your di'ah before. Simple, read the pasuk, v'ne'alam. And that means he forgot it. If he forgot it, means he must have known it before. Oh, so then what is v'hu yada telling me? Hare kan shte yidyo. That means, ne'alam, he must have known before. Then this is v'ne'alam, and then they have yada. Then he must have figured it out again. So you have a yedi'ah, alama, and a yedi'ah. Imke matamud lama v'ne'alam. Oh, so what's the second v'ne'alam coming to teach Rabbi? V'hayeba de'alem tuma v'alem mikdash. To come and say that the alem can be in two places. Either he forgot himself that he was tameh, or he forgot that the item, that the item was Kodesh, or that he was in the Beit HaMikdash. According to the B, it's going on both. Adem. Which means, how do I know Yedi'ah? From the implication. V'ne'alam. V'ne'alam means he forgot. It means he must have known. So, that's what V'ne'alam teaches me. There was Yedi'ah, then it says, O Yada.
No, ve'yada. Oh, that means it was yediyah on the end. Good, so perfect. The pasuk is perfect. Yediyah on the beginning, yediyah on the end, and them in the middle. But it says ne'alam twice. Ne'alam comes to tell you not only if the ne'alam is on the tum'ah, but even if the ne'alam is on the mikdash or the kodesh, also that'll be subject to a korban. Comes the Gemara continues. Also, the Gemara has a series of questions. Amar Mor, we just learned v'ne'alam. From the fact that the pasuk says v'ne'alam according to the B, michlal shiyada. The word ne'alam implies it was forgotten to him, or it became forgotten to him, or covered from him. He forgot it. So that implies what? That there was a moment that he must have known. So the Gemara says me'em mashma. Where's a mashma like that? Amar avam bedelo ketivi aluma nemenu. The pasuk would have wrote aluma. Aluma's mashma, it was never known. It was blackout. Never, he never knew it. Ne'alam is a lashon of what? He knew it and he forgot it. Aluma sounds like never knew it at all. So they're medayeking from the lashon ne'alam as opposed to aluma. So the Gemara says, Amad Abaye. Now what the Gemara is going to basically do is, it's going to find another time that says the word ne'alam in the Torah. And now we're plugging in our information. Whenever it says ne'alam, that means it was yediyah in the beginning. And the Gemara is going to show that can't be. Why? Amad Abaye and Ame'ata Gabes Sota. Dichtiv v'ne'alam me'ene isha. What's the story? A lady was secluded with a man. A Sota lady. She was secluded with a man and the husband warned her, don't go with this guy. And he doesn't know v'ne'alam me'ene isha. He doesn't know what they did inside. Did they commit an act of avon or not? V'ne'alam. It's not known to him. Oh, wait. But the way you're learning v'ne'alam means that he knew. He knew once. Sounds like he knew that she was teme'ah, and then he forgot. Mm-hmm. Now, you cannot explain it like that. Why can't you explain it like that? Mechlal d'haviyada mikara. So maybe that's the case of Sota. Maybe the case of Sota is talking about, where he knew for a moment that she was indeed teme'ah, and then he forgot. Now, it wouldn't work. Why? Yaba yada mi bat kula maya. If there was a time that he knew that she was teme'ah, the waters wouldn't work on her. Why? V'had tanya, because we learned, v'nikah ish me'avon, when the man is cleaned from sin, v'isha itisat avona, then the lady gets punished. V'zman she'ish menukem me'avon amayim butkin etishto, which means only when the man is clean from sin, that's when the waters are gonna check the lady. Ena ish menukem me'avon, but if the man is not clean from sin, ena amayim butkin etishto. And in this case of if it's still where he knew, that means there was a moment where he knew she was teme'ah, and he went back with his wife. You're not allowed to be with your wife. It's assumed to be with his wife when she's because of Sota. So the words won't work. So you can't tell me v'ne'alam means there was a yediyah. Because if you tell me v'ne'alam means there was a yediyah, means the guy knew that she was teme'ah and he forgot. Okay, at the time that he knew that she was teme'ah, he went home with her. He went home where he was with her. Once you're with her, it's a avon. Because she knows once she becomes teme'ah, the husband's forbidden. And still, what does it say? Do the water. But he can't do the water. He's not clean from sin. So you can't learn from ne'alam the way you're learning it. Because if you plug that same theory into Sota, you don't have a pshat. Now I'll ask you another question from Iyov. It says in Iyov, Vetu Gebe Torah. When the pasuk is praising the Torah, Dichtiv, the pasuk says, V'ne'alma me'ene chol hay. The Torah's value is beyond the knowledge of any living being. Ume'of ha-shamayim. And not only that, yisterah. Even from the angels in the heaven, the value of the Torah is beyond. Now the way we're learning, it's mashma v'ne'alma. Ne'alma means at one point somebody knew the true value of the Torah and then it was forgotten. Mechlal di'ika d'haviyada. According to the way we're learning, must be somebody knew it at one time and then it was forgotten. Bevaketiv, is that possible? The pasuk says clearly. This pasuk is also neyuv. Lo yada enosh enka. Nobody ever knew its true value. Nobody's able to quantify the value of the Torah, the greatness of it. Oh, so we're stuck again. How are you telling me that v'ne'alam means that you knew it at one time and then you forgot it? Plugging that knowledge into Sota and plugging that logic into the Torah, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, oh, you're right. We're revamping our understanding. Till now you thought v'ne'alam means by the case of Tum'ah. He knew that he was Tameh, that Yidi'ah, clearly. I know on Monday I'm Tameh, and Tuesday he forgot totally, and then Wednesday he remembered again. That's the way we learned till now. So no, if you're going to learn that Yidi'ah like that, was a blatant Yidi'ah, you're going to have a problem with Sotah, and you're going to have a problem with the Pasuk in Iyov. So therefore we have to modify what type of Yidi'ah he had over here. So the Gemara says, Ela Amara Beye, Kasaba Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yidi'at Bet Rabbo Sheme Yidi'ah. What he learned when he was a youngster in his rabbi's house, the knowledge that he had, that suffices to be called a Yidi'ah. What did he learn when he was young? Every child learns this when they're young, that if you touch a sheretz, you're going to become Tameh, and you're not going to be allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash, and you're not going to be allowed to go into the Kodesh. That already is considered as if he has a Yidi'ah mitchila, which means even though at the time that he became Tameh, he wasn't thinking about anything, he didn't think about the Tum'ah, he didn't think about the Halakha going into the Beit HaMikdash, it was not on his mind. So therefore, Yidi'ah means what he learned in Yeshiva. At the time that he actually touched it, he wasn't thinking about what he learned in the Yeshiva, wasn't on a, but you knew it, at one point in your life, you knew this Halakha, my friend. You knew if you touch a sheretz and you walk into the Beit HaMikdash, you have problems, then you're a Yidi'ah. Yeah, at the time I was doing it, it doesn't matter at the time you're doing it. There was Yidi'ah over there from the beginning. Oh, so according to this, we don't have a problem by Sotah. Till now, the way we're learning is Vinei Alami. He had an actual Yidi'ah of the item. He knew that he was Tameh now. And then Sotah, you have to say, He knew that she was to me'ah with this guy. Oh, you can't say that. Ela, no, the Yidi'ah is Yidi'ah of Bet Rabbo. And that's considered enough. Now, and what happened at the time? He wasn't thinking. He was totally oblivious of this. So the Gemara asks a question. Gemara says, oh, by the way, now how would you learn, by the way, Sotah now? How would you learn Sotah? Stama, if you're saying Yidi'ah is this item over here, how you learn Ni'alam? Ni'alam's master that he had a certain quasi Yidi'ah. See, this is a quasi Yidi'ah now. It's not a Yidi'ah that he knew the finish that he was Tameh. He when he was young, 22 years ago, he learned the Yeshiva, he learned the law. So how you learn that over here by the case of Sotah? So Mefashim explained over here by Sotah, which means he had a suspicion that she was nistera sekuru with the guy, but he's not 100% sure. So therefore, the figure nashevet et alamuto me'ashazu ke'alama, aval adayin embo maspik lachshivo eno menuke ma'avon ibaaleh, which is he has a chashad, not that he knows 100% he was with her. Ve'alama means, as opposed to, he didn't have a clear picture. He wasn't so sure that she did it or not, and therefore the waters will work. If he knew for sure, till now we made a deal. He doesn't know. Mashma, if he knew, no. He knows that that's not going to work. Eli was saying over here that he didn't have a yidi'ah. I mean, he wasn't certain that this. He knew that he was secluded, but he doesn't know that she was actually with somebody. Oh, that's considered v'ne'alam. That's considered enough. It says over here, v'ne'alam she adam mitechila b'idai gemura sheshto echin esera she'emamayim em bodchim otam. So he says, ela hakavana shayalo makom lachshot shen esera. He had a suspicion that maybe he was alone with her, aval lo hayta lo yidi'ah gemura. He didn't have befirush wisdom. Good. Never the waters work. In any event, the Gemara has one more problem. So you tell me that in cases like this, you have a guy that went to the yeshiva when he was 6 years old. They told him, sheretz, tameh, you can't go to the Beit HaMikdash. He had that information in his brain. 20 years later, he goes and touches something. He's not thinking about it. He doesn't even realize he's tameh, maybe. He goes to the Beit HaMikdash. Then, after he realizes, on Wednesday, we saw, Yidi'ah, Halama, Yidi'ah. So the Gemara asks a question, Amar Abba Papa Abaye, Ela diktani. En ba yidi'a betchila v'yesh ba yidi'a besof. Mi'ika delit li yidi'a betrabo. Gemara asks a strong question. One of the cases of the Mishnah was where he had no yidi'a in the beginning, and he only had a yidi'a in the end. So the Gemara says, is it possible, the way you're explaining yidi'a now, is it possible that the kid didn't have an education? Is there a person in the world that didn't learn in Yeshiva when he was young, that a shenet is tamen, you can't go to Beit HaMikdash? Give me a scenario now of Elo Yidi'a B'tchila. It's impossible. So the Gemara says, in, Amale in, you have it. B'tinok shenishba lebin anukhrib. Right, you have a kid that was taken into captivity when he was young, and he was brought up in the Congo. He was brought up by the Goyim. He didn't have an education. Exactly. In that case over there, you'll have a scenario of Elo Yidi'a lebesof. He went to public school. He never learned. That would be a case of Enlu Yidi'a lebesof. The Gemara couldn't fathom it. If Yidi'a is what he learned in Yeshiva, so every guy is a Yidi'a. Give me a case of Enlu Yidi'a. Give me a case. Guy went to public school. Neshba ben Aguim. He was captive by the Aguim. No, the Pasuk is talking about where he had a Yidi'a. Pasuk is talking about where he had a Yidi'a. So the Gemara, but the Mishnah gave a case. The Mishnah said, and you have another case, Enlu Yidi'a betchila. If Enlu Yidi'a means, if Yidi'a means we learned in Yeshiva, so how do you have any Yidi'a? Everybody learned it in Yeshiva. Yeah, the Gemara says, except if you didn't go to Yeshiva. If you were Nishbab and Agoyim, if you were taken into captivity when you were young, so that's the case of no Yidi'a. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Yitzi'ot Shabbat Shtayim Shen Arba. So what do we say in the Mishnah? The carrying on Shabbat is two cases. There are four cases. Let's review how we learned our Mishnah. How does two become four? So you have two on going out and two on going in. Let's give the scenario. You have Rishut HaYahid. Okay, here's Rishut HaYahid. And you have Rishut HaRabim. Okay, let's give the two cases on going out. Always on the Rishut HaYahid is the rich man, the Balabayit. Always in the Rishut HaRabim is the Ani. That's the way we set up the case. The Ani is on the outside, and the Balabait is on the inside. That's why it says in Masechet Shabbat as well. Give me two cases that you'll be Hayav on going out. Very simple. The Balabait picks up something from the Shuti Yahid and places it in the Shuti Rabim. You have Akira in the Shuti Yahid, and Aha in the Shuti Rabim. That's an easy case. Or the Balabait sticks his hand into the Shuti Rabim, lifts up an item, Akira b'shut Rabim, and he brings it into the Shuti, and he puts it down, finished. So that's the case. You have two that's one and one. Right, now we have to give the other cases on the going in. He takes it, we did that one already. Give the two cases on the Yitziah first, so it's much easier to say. Yitziah is either he picked it up from the shoot Hayahid that he was in and he stuck it out, or the Ani, who's standing over here, he stuck his hand in, lifted up the item, and brought it out. So those are two cases on going out. Now let's give the two cases in the Hayav going in. Same case. You have the Ani over here. He picked up an item and put it in. Or the Balabait stuck his hand out and brought it in. So two on the out and two on the in. Shtayim Shin Arba. Why is that called Shtayim Shin Arba? Because the Pasuk, when it talks about carrying, is talking about going out. And we learn not only going out is going to be Hayav, but going in is going to be Hayav as well. So all four cases are going to be Hayav A. Korban. That's time Shin Arba. So Kibbutz Gibran says, Tiranata. We learned in Masechet Shabbat. Page 2, right in the beginning of Masechet Shabbat. Yitziot Shabbat, Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim, Vishtayim Shehen Arba Bahutz. Oh. Shabbat we learned much different. Shabbat we learned two cases that are four going in, and two cases that are four going out. That means instead of learning altogether four cases, we learned eight cases. Four cases going in and four cases going out. Now, how do you have four cases going in and going out? Well, let's discuss the four cases going out. Okay? You have the cases where you hayav, Alabai picked it up and put it out. That's Akira and Aha. Or you have the case where the Ani stuck his hand in, lifted it up, and took it out. Those are two cases where you're going to be Hayab. But you have two more cases that you're going to be Patur. What's that case? where let's say you only have an akira or a hanaha. You don't have both. If you don't have both akira and hanaha, you're not going to be hayav. What would be a case where you don't have akira and hanaha? Let's say going out. Let's say the balabayit stuck it out, stuck his hand out, and the ani took it from him. So now, the balabayit made the akira, but the ani took it from him and made the hanaha. So that's a case of going out where you're going to be patur. Or the other case, where the ani, let's say, goes in, and he, the balabayit puts it in his hand, sticks his hand in, the balabayit puts it in his hand, so the balabayit is making the akira, and the ani takes it out and puts it in the shutarim, that is the hanaha. So Masechet Shabbat it says, Shtayim Shehen Arba. Two cases that are really four on the going out. Two that you're going to be Hayav on, and two that you're going to be Patur. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Shtayim Shehen Arba on the Hachnasa, on the going in. Same story. The two cases are going to be Hayav, where the Ani made the Akira and the Hanaha, or the Balabai made the Akira and the Hanaha, and then where each one made an Akira or a Hanaha. So the Gemara's question is going to be, why in Masechet Shabbat you elaborated two that's four in each Neshut? And why in Masechet Shavuot you just told me Yitziot Neshuot two that's four in totality? Which is in our Masechet you only have four cases. In Masechet Shabbat you have eight cases. And why? Gemara says, Mai Shena Hachad Etana Shtayim Shen Arba Vetula, and that's it. ומאי שנה אתם דתני שתיים שן ארבע בפנים ושתיים שן ארבע בחוץ. Exactly. Why are you more elaborate over there in מסכת שבת than you are in מסכת שבועות? כבר עשה איזה simple answer. אתם דעיקר שבת הוא over there is מסכת שבת. We're discussing מסכת שבת. So therefore, תני אבות ותולדות. So over there it discussed the אבות and the תולדות. It discussed the primary sin and its subsidiary, the tolada. The hacha de lav ikar shabbat. But everyone only masechet shavuot. The item of Shabbat was brought in by the way. So therefore, avot tani v'toldot lo tani. So our Mishnah only discusses the avot and not the toladot. Now I don't know what avot are and what toladot are, but I'm just reading Gemara now. Gemara tell me, oh, masechet shabbat, you get the avot, you get the toladot. Masechet shavuot, we're only giving you the avot. So Gemara says, avot maininu. Okay, what's the avot? Yitziot. Yitziot is the av. And because Yitziot is the one that's written in the Torah. That's the av. And what's the tolada? Yitziot, Yitziot means going out. That's the av. And going in would be the tolada, because that's not written explicitly. Oh, so now go plug that in. So you tell me, Masechet Shavuot, we're only discussing avot. Can I ask you a question? If you're only discussing avot, how many cases of avot do you have? You only have two cases. Going in, you only have two cases, you're going to be hayav. So Gemara says, yitziot tarti havyan. It's only two. Which is, if you tell me the rule now, oh, my second show, we only discuss the avot. Okay, good. Avot is what? Yitziot. How many cases are you going to be hayav in yitziot? Only two cases. Where the balabai took it out, and where the ani took it out. So how can the Mishnah then say Shtayim Shehen Arba? It's not Shtayim Shehen Arba. It should say Yitziot HaShabbat Shtayim. So it's V'chi Tema Mehen Nechayuv Mehen Liftor. Ah, maybe you learn like this. Shtayim Shehen Arba, there's four cases going out. Two that you'll be Chayav on and two that you'll be Patur on. When each one made an Akira or a Hanaha. So learn the case like this. The Mishnah is only talking about Avot. So my Yitziah, which is Av. Beautiful. But Rabbi, there's only two cases. No, there's really four cases. And learn like this. Shtayim shen arba. Shtayim lechiyuv. And the other shtayim leftor. In the case where one made the akira and one made the hanaha. Example. The balabai picked up the loaf of bread, stuck his hand out. He made the akira. And the ani took it from his hand and put it down. So that'd be a patur case going out. Oh, so why don't you learn the Mishnah like that? So you can't learn the Mishnah like that. You know why? The Mishnah has to follow the example of the other case in the Mishnah, which was Marot Nigaim, the leprosy. What did it say by leprosy? There's two leprosies that are really four. It says, Ma hatam kulu lihayuba. Just like when it comes to the leprosy, they're all hayav. And if you cut off any of the leprosies, you're going to be hayav. So you're not saying two that you hayav on and two that you patur on. By leprosy, all four are hayav. So to in Shabbat and Masechet Shavuot, when learning about Shabbat, all of the cases must be lehayuva. Also, back to the question: how did you answer me? You told me on Masechet Shavuot is only talking about the avot. Avot is yitziot, so it's only two. Now you're going to tell me two that's four, and don't tell me two that's four, but two of them you're hayavan and the other two you're paturan, because Amish talks about all cases where you're going to be hayavan. So Gemara says you're right. Ela amara papa. Atam de'ikar Shabbat. No answer. Over there, that Masechet Shabbat's the main item. Tani chiyube ufture. So it gave you the cases of Hayab and Patur. Acha chiyube tane ufture lo tane. Good. No answer. In Masechet Shabbat, which is the ikar subject, we discussed the cases that you're going to be Hayab on and the cases you're going to be Patur on. So two is four on the outside, two is four on the inside. Two out of the four you'll be hayavan, two out of four you'll be paturan. Similarly on the inside, going in. Two out of four you'll be hayavan, two out of four you'll be paturan. However, in Masechet Shavuot, we only gave you the cases of chiyuv. Now wait, the Gemara says, my ninu, yitziot. Okay, where are you going to be hayavan? On the yitziot. You have two on the yitziot. Yitziot tartu davyan. You only have two on the yitziot. Which means you said shtayim shene arba. Well, on yitziot you only have two that you're going to be hayav. So the Gemara says shtayim dotza or shtayim dechnasa. No, two on the going out and two on going in. So you have four cases: shtayim shene arba, shtayim on the hotza'a, and shtayim on the hechnasa. Very easy. Only problem is v'hay yitziot ketan. The Mishnah, you remember the Mishnah says, Yitziot Shabbat, Shtayim Shen Arba. Doesn't make sense the way we're learning it now. Yitziot means going out. And you're learning that two of the cases are coming in. Why would the Mishnah then use the word Yitziot? Yitziot Shabbat is not Shtayim Shen Arba. Yitziot Shabbat is Shtayim. Where'd you get the Arba and Yitziot? Good question. So Gemara says, Amar Abashe, Tana Hachnasa Name Hotza'a Karila. Hiddush. Yitziot is a versatile word. The word Yitziot could mean going out or coming in. You use that word. I would have known that. Yitziot means going out. They asked me Yitziot, Yitziah. No, Yitziah means this way and that way. It means both ways. Coming and going, exactly. Could you tell me a proof to this? Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know this? I'll prove it to you. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Hamotzi mirshut lirshut hayav. This is the Masechet Shabbat. It says in the Mishnah, if a guy transports something mirshut lirshut from one domain to another domain, he's hayav. Milo askinan, deka me'ayil iyule, vekakari le hotza'a. Aren't we talking about where he's bringing something in? And still it says what? Hamotzi mirshut lirshut. So you see when the Mishnah was talking about bringing in, and it called it Hamotzi. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about what you're bringing out. Who told you that Mishnah when it said Hamotzi mirshut lirshut? Maybe it means you're bringing from lirshut yachid lirshut rabim. That's why it says Hamotzi. If that's the case, the Mishnah should use the Lashon mirshut yachid lirshut rabim. My mirshut lirshut. It didn't tell me the domain. It just said from domain to domain. It's mashma either way. And the afidu mishut rabim mishut yachid. Even from mishut rabim to mishut yachid. And what? Vekakari le hotza'a. And still it's called hotza'a. So let's get the proof again. The proof of the Gemara is our Mishnah says Yitziot Shabbat. What does Yitziot mean? Yitziot Echnasot. Going in and out. Two is four. Good. Hayav. But Rabbi, it says Yitziot. Do we want to make Yitziot? Yitziot means going out and coming in. Where do you see that? Masechet Shabbat, you see it. What does it say Masechet Shabbat? Hamotzi mirshut rishut. It doesn't specify rishut, which rishut. It just says from domain to domain. Now, if it would have said Hamotzi Mirshuta Yahid the Shuta Rabin, and I'm locked. That means it's yeah, I can't say anything. But it doesn't say the Shuta, it says a Motzim Rishut Rishut. The Shuta could be either way. It can mean from the Shuta to Shuta, or opposite. The Shuta to the Shut. And still, what does it say? Hamotzi. Ah, so you see from a second Shabbat, Hotza'ah is Hachnasah, and therefore back to Shavuot, Yitziot to Shabbat means Yitziot Vachnasot, two is for Lehiyuv. The second Shabbat, page two, that's the Ikar subject, it gives me two cases of Ptur. It gives me two is four in the Yitziah, and two is four in the Hachnasah, meaning two, you have four cases in each one, two Hayav and two Ptur. Over there we elaborate, because that's the Ikar subject. Good? Kavzi Gemaran continues. Gemara gives another answer. V'ta'ama mai. Now Gemara has a question here. I accept it. Yitziot means also bringing in. But how is that so? When we were young, we learned the word Yitziah means to go out. So you're talking about Hulk, Yitziah means coming in. How does that work? V'ta'ama mai. So Gemara says, V'ta'ama mai, Tana kol akirat hefetz memekomo Hotza'a karila. Exactly. The uprooting of an object from its place, so you're removing it, you're taking it out. You could use taking out, doesn't mean necessarily taking out, meaning outside, to the shoot of the beam. Taking out, you're removing. You're being motzi the item from where it is. Yeah. Which means, when I go into the shoot of Yahid, I'm removing the item from the shoot of Yahrabim, and bringing it inside. Hotza'a means Akirat ha-chefetz. I'm taking the item where it was. So lehotzi ha-chefetz b'makom she'aya, that's called the yitziah. Doesn't matter. You can make a hotza'ah from the shoot, you can make a hotza'ah from the shoot. Hotza'ah is not the destination. Hotza'ah is the removal of the item. Removal of the item. It can be anywhere. It can remove from there. It can move from there. It's the action of removal. We learned till now, yitziah means the destination. The makom. No, yitziah is where it's being uprooted from. Therefore, it can be uprooted from either place. That's the way yitziah can mean both. Good. Gemara gives another answer. Gemara says, "Amar Ravina, matnitin nami daika, diktani." This is continuing. Ravina comes along and says, "Our Mishnah, by the way, is meduyekit. Our Mishnah sounds like what you're saying. Whenever it says daika, daika means." It's meduyekit. Based on this premise that you just told me, if you look at the language of the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah fits this interpretation. Why? Because it says, Diktani, Yitziot Shabbat Shtaim Shin Arba Biftim, Vishtaim Shin Arba Bachutz, Veka Mefaresh Achnasa, Shma Mina. Exactly. Masechet Shabbat. What's the lashon of Masechet Shabbat? Yitziot Shabbat. Shtaim Shin Arba Biftim, Vishtaim Shin Arba Bachutz. You said the word Yitziot, and then you went on to explain to me Bachutz and Bifnim. So it's clearly Masha that the word Yitziot is flexible, that can go either way. Because you tell me the word Yitziot, the Shabbat, Shtaim Shin Arba Bifnim, Shtaim Arba Bachutz. You explained to me the Bifnim case. Elash Ma'mina, that must be like that. Comes to Gemara and says, another answer. Nava Amar, Rishuyot Ketani. Rishuyot Shabbat Shtayim. Let's go back. Really, I'll tell you, our Mishnah Masechet Shavuot is talking about only the Hayuv cases. So we said, Hayuv cases? Okay, so there's going out, there's only two Hayuv cases. Shin Arba, that's the going in cases. That's another two. Yeah, but the Mishnah says, Yitziot. Yitziot's Mashva only going out. Answer number one, Yitziot means both ways. Answer number two, Yitziot doesn't mean it's not an action. Yitziot is a noun. As if it would say in the Mishnah, Motzaot, which means domains. Yitziot HaShabbat Shtayim. There are two domains on Shabbat. Don't learn it, Yitziot, going out, like we learned, the takings out. Yitziot means domains. What are the two domains on Shabbat? Shtayim, there's Otza'ah, and there's Achnazah. And those hotzaah nechnasah, you'll have arba, you'll have four different hayuvim, two on the inside, two on the outside. Yitziot haShabbat is the noun explaining the domains. Yitziot haShabbat, the domains that are subject to the law of hotzaah on Shabbat are two. So yitziot is a synonym for the word reshuyot. Means, imagine you read the Mishnah like this: reshuyot haShabbat shtayim. Oh, that's perfect. Just do reshuyot. Now you know inside out. You already told me to reshuyot. So the word yitziot is like as if it said reshuyot. Why don't you say that? Then everything makes sense. Good? So that's the way we understand our Mishnah. You want to see... Okay, Nashis, I think we're okay in the Nashis. Okay, let's start the new piece now. Okay, now we get to Sara'at. Mar'ot nega'im shnayim shen arba'ah. Now, when it came to Niga'im, we said there's two Niga'im that are actually four. Gemara says, Tanan Atam, we learned the Masechet Niga'im. Mar'ot Niga'im Shnaim Shin Arba'ah. Baheret is one of the ones that are written in the Torah. Baheret is a Sarat of the Torah. What does Baheret look like? So the Gemara says, Azak Kashelig. It's strong, very, very white, like snow. That's what it looks like. It's a sara'at, that's azak kashelig. This is going to be the most severe of the sara'at, meaning the widest of the sara'at. What's the next one? Shiniyala, meaning the tolda of Baheret, the subsidiary of Baheret, kesid haichal. It looks like the limestone that they put in the haichal. It's white, it's like plaster. But it seems it's a special plaster that's wider than the normal plaster. It's less than snow. So yeah, snow is the like the av, that's the baheret, and then the subsidiary of that will be white plaster. Okay, continue. Se'et. Now the Torah also mentions another type of tzara'at. That's called the se'et. You have baheret and se'et. What color is se'et? Gemara says kitzemel lavan. That's going to be like white wool. And then you have what? Shiniyala, and the subsidiary of Se'et is going to be Kikrum Bitsa. That's going to be like the inner layer of an egg. The film on the inside of the shell of the egg, the way it looks, that kind of whiteness. So you got the four levels. You have the snow, and then you have the subsidiary is the plaster of the Echal, and then you have the Se'et, which is the wool. And then the subsidiary of that is the inside of the egg. Krum Bitsa. Now look at Nashi. Look at Nashi. Start Tanan Hatam. Mithilat Masichet Nega'im. Okay. Shnaim Shin Arba'a. Now first of all, we have to just point out, we're using over here masculine terminology. Shnaim Shin Arba'a is masculine. Till now, we've always been using Shtayim Shin Arba'a, which is feminine. Why do we turn, when we discuss Sara'at, why do we turn back into masculine? So that she says, Mar'el Lashon Zakharu. Because when you're saying there's four Mar'ot of Sara'at, the word Mar'el, there are four appearances, that's a masculine language. So since Mar'el is masculine, we use Shnayim. Easy. Nachi Tanan Lashon Zakhar. Okay. Shnayim Ketuvim. There are two written in the Torah. Se'et u'baheret. The sapahat eno shem nega. Now, even if you look in the Torah, it says se'et v'sapahat. The word v'sapahat is not the name of a tzara'at. The word sapahat means and its subsidiaries. But it's not a name of a tzara'at. The two names of tzara'at that are written in the Torah are baheret and se'et. Okay. Shen arba'a. Yeshnecha l'rabot lahem bet toldot. Good. We're going to add two more toladot. Not only we have the avot, which is going to be se'et, baheret and se'et, but we have sapaha teaches me each one has a tolada. Each one has a subsidiary. Good. What are the two subsidiaries? Nashi.
Baheret azak kashelek. Azal lebana biyoter. That's the whitest of them. Shniyala kesida echal. And then the secondary is going to be Sidaichal. Now the Afagav de Semir Lavan Azal Labnunito Mesid.
Mishnah, even though the sidaycha, even though the white wool is deeper, is wider than the plaster, but the point is, we're going to make the two fathers number one and two in strength. So snow and wool are going to be the widest of the two. Understand? Because that's the one the Torah mentioned. Torah mentions Baheret and Se'et. So Baheret is going to be number one in strength. That's going to be the snow white. And then you have the Se'et, which is going to be the second in strength, is going to be the wool, right? The whiteness of the wool. Now, when it comes to the secondaries, I'm going to put the stronger secondary to the Baheret and the lighter secondary to the Se'et. So the stronger secondary is going to be the limestone, the seed, that goes to Baheret. Mm-hmm. So that would be number three in strength. Mm-hmm. And then I would put the Krumbetza to the subsidiary of Se'et, which be number four. So in order of strength, it's number one, Sheleg, number two, Tzemer, number three, Seed, number four, Krum Betza. The top two being the Avot, the second two being the Toladot. And that's what Ashi's going to speak out here over here, so you can read that in Ashi now. Shiniyala Kesida Kadaf, Agav the Tzemer, Lavan. Azal lebnunito mesid, even though the tzemer is stronger than the seed, akorhak se'et shu'av, se'et which is an av, karov el lebnunito shel baheret, has to be closer to the baheret. Who ela shegavoa mimenu me'at mitok she'eno lavan kamohu. I'm going to give you a rule now. The wider an item is, so the closer it looks to the person. The darker it is, so then the further it looks. This is like an optical situation over here. So therefore, they call the second sara'at, they call it se'et. Se'et is, it's literally elevated. What does elevated mean? So look at Rashi. V'chol davar shahor. Forgive me. Let's read the way that she says it, please. V'chol davar shahor, anything that's black, nireh gavoa min alavan, looks higher than white. Which means when you put a dark item and a white item next to each other, the dark item looks higher. Ka'achar Rashi omer. Ulfikach nikra se'et. That's why, compared to Baheret, se'et is darker than Baheret. It's not as light. And therefore it's called Se'et, meaning it's higher. That's why it's called Se'et, understand? Which means snow to wool, the snow is lighter and the wool is a little darker. That's why it's called Se'et. As if it's high. If you put the two together, the Se'et will look like it's higher. Okay? That's the language there. And the two subsidiaries is the limestone and the krum betzah. Okay, anything less than krum is not a tzara'at anymore. It's called bohak. Bohak is like freckles. It's just a dat v'tahoru. Ushneim marot shel toladot lebanah le'av halavan agavoa le'av agavoa el kach. See the ba'ere v'krum asivribak katuv etatodot estref imu avotim nekigris. That is the key. This is what I just read in the last line of the Rashi, very key. What do I have to know the Avot and the Toladot? What do I care? All four are sued anyway. So you know, this is an Av, this is a Tolada. What's the difference? The Tolada, right, all four. Because the Shi'ud of a Tzara'at is the size of a grease. Grease is like a bean. Just like we learned in Nida, for the blood, it has to be the size of a grease to be a Tamei'a. So the size of Tzara'at is a grease. Now let's say I have a few types of tzara'at. Can you mitzaref different strands of tzara'at to get the shiur of a gris? Or does it have to be the same item? So the shiur is a chintush. You can mitzaref, but only av and tolda. Means, if I have the snow white tzara'at, that's the baheret, with the plaster sara'at. That's an av and it's tolda. And together, I got a half a grease of this and half a grease of that. Yeah, you have a grease. Similarly, I can mistaref the white wool tzara'at, which is called se'et, with the krum betza, with the egg white, and that's also going to be there. But I can't mistaref the snow white with the egg. Nor can I mistaref the wool with the plaster. Because those are different avot and different tones. So I need to know what the avot and tola does. It's very significant. I want you to read that in the Rashi. That's a very, very key. Look at the end of that big Rashi we just read. Viriba. Right before they get wine. Viriba katu v'tatoladot lehitstaref im avotehem lechegris shushi'ur negah. That's why you need to know the avot toladot. Three, for the tziruf situation over here. Is that good?
Okay. It's one chunk of two different colors?
Yeah, exactly. You have a spot over here, two different colors. You go to the quiz, oh, that's a snow white item, and that is a plaster. Oh, yeah, mistaref. I haven't told that. Look. Now the Gemara's going to come along and say, everything's fine. But one thing is for sure. One thing is for sure. The Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Why can't the Mishnah be going like Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Amar of Hanina, Man Tana Marot Nega'im, who's the author of this Mishnah that talks about Marot Nega'im? What's for certain? Delo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva, come along and say? Says the E Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, Kivan de Amar, Zu le Mala Mizu, Vizu le Mala Mizu. According to Rabbi Akiva, he has a Shita. Zu le Mala Mizu, Zu le Mala Mizu. This is above this one, and this is above this one. Which means he learns, like we said, put him in a row. The widest one is Beheret, which is snow. And then the second one is Se'et, that's the wool. And the third one is the plaster. And the fourth one is the egg. Zu le mala mizu. Meaning, I think even the art school gives you a color chart over there, that you see, very white, and it gets a little darker, and darker, and the darkest. Okay, fine. So what does that mean? The other rabbi agrees to that also. Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't call avot and toladot. We call that av and tolda. He calls it, it's one on top of the other. It's not avot, it's not toladot. And the rule's going to be, you could mitzaref, as long as you're one away from each other, you can mitzaref. Meaning, as long as you're adjacent to the one next to it, they can be mitzaref. You don't need avot and toladot. You can, there's tremendous difference. You can miss that if, as long as you're one notch away from the other sara'at, they miss that if. Now, that cannot be the shita that we just said. Why? Continue the Gemara. Let's read, by the way, Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi. Man tana marot nega'im. Who's the opinion that learned that it's avot and toladot? Like we just, the original way we learned, they know, could it be Akiva? Cannot be Rabbi Akiva. The E could it be Akiva? Kevan, damakamarot negaim, zu lemala mizu, nishnu kesed ma'alatan, which means they were set in order of their shades. Hashelek vasemir, hasid vakrum, vamil, come on. In the order that they were stated, that's the way they can be mitzaref. You can't mitzaref an item that's two steps away. Very good. Back to the Gemara. Im ken tiharta seed echal mitzaref bade or mitzaref. Period. Because according to the way you are learning, not Rabbi Akiva, according to the way we're learning, seed is not going to be able to be mitzaref with anything. Look at your chart now. Let's take seed. What are you going to be mitzaref seed with?
Sure.
Can seed go with se'et? No, he cannot go with se'et because se'et is not the father of seed. So it cannot be going with that. Could it be going with beheret? According to Rabbi Akiva, it cannot go with beheret either because it's two away from each other. And therefore, you can't tell me that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, his rule would be seed can be mistaref with se'et. Because we don't go with Avot the Torah, according to Rabbi Akiva. You just go with the one above it. But according, if you're going to learn the Mishnah like make it Rabbi Akiva, then already seed has no partner. Seed is not going to go with Se'et because it's not its father. And seed can't go with Beheret because it's two away. So therefore, you're stuck. And seed can't go down with Knum because those are two Todot. Those are two different Todot. So therefore, again, if you're going to plug in, say good. If you're going to plug in the logic of Rabbi Akiva into our Mishnah that says things that are one away are Mitzaref, that's not, go, and the two away are not, he can't be the author of the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah worked it in Toladot and Avot. If you want to combine Toladot and Avot with Rabbi Akiva's system, then seed is the man out. Seed has no partner. Wait, let's go to the next question. Seed has no partner that way. Look at Rashi now. Very good question. Imken, look at Rashi, Imken. You're going to say that Bi Akiva is working with Avot and Toldot, like you want to say. Tiharta Mar'eh Seed Mitzaref. Seed cannot be Mitzaref or anything. The Medetanya, the seed Shinya the Baheret. You told me that what? Seed is the secondary of Baheret. Velo Tanya Nami Shinya the Se'et. It's only a Tolda of Baheret. Vare'af Mis'eti Pehuta. Shma Mina Svira Le Letana De La Bat Mina Dis'eti. From the fact that you told me that the seed is a subsidiary of Baheret, it's only mitzaref with Baheret, and it's not mitzaref with Se'et, because that's what we told you that Avot and Toladot are going to work with. Who you want to join with? It's two steps up. Yeah, you have Se'et that's in between. Okay, so put it one step up. Put the se'et. It's not his toda. Because it's really part of the Baheret. Which means, the way Rabbi Akiva's mashma, the four ork be mitzaref next to each other. But the way you're learning the Mishnah, you told me no. You put Avot when it's Todah. According to the Bi'akira, you don't got to tell me Avot Todot. Just tell me, fool them straight. Tell me, Sheleg, Tzemer, Seed, Krum. But you didn't say it like that. The way the Mishnah said it was Sheleg, and then it's Todah, Seed. And then you told me Se'et, and then it's Todah, Krum. And the fact that you see, the way the Mishnah wrote it is an Avot Todah setup. That's mashma that the Afghan Avot Todot go with each other. According to Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't have written it that way. He just would have written his order. One, two, three, four, whatever's next to each other, matches with each other. Oh, so you know what I says? Thank you very much. Our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Akiva from the proof of seed. So Gemara asks, wait. Yache. Krum betza name. The same question you asked by seed to knock out the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, you could have asked the same question by Krum Betza. According to Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to make him the author of the Mishnah, who could Krum join with? Okay, let's see. How about seed, which is right on top of it? No, it cannot join with seed because it's not related to seed. This is the Todah of one item and this is the Todah of another item. Okay, let Krum join with its father. No, it can't join with its father. Se'et, because it's two spots away. So the same question that you asked of Rabbi Akiva, or to prove that it can't be the Rabbi Akiva from seed, you could have said, and by the way, I'll give you another proof that it can't be the Rabbi Akiva. Because who is Krum Betzah going to join with? Understand? Same question. You want to say, let's read it inside. Join it with its father. Can't. You have seed in between. So it's two steps away. Let's have it by the seed. Okay, so put it with the guy that's one step away, the seed. You can't. It's not its species. This is a one tolda, and this is a another tolda. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is clear on one thing. The Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is just saying, why did you Davka prove it from the case of the seed? You could have proved it from the also the Krum case. Yeah? So Gemara says, Hi Mai! What are you asking? You're comparing? What are you comparing? That's not a question. No, no, it's the Krum case. Pishlama belo seed echal krum betza lokasha. If that was your only question from the betza case, I could answer that question. Which means you have no proof that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva from the krum case. I could work out Rabbi Akiva with the krum case. Why? The afagav the krum betza metataedis et. Even though Krum Betza is the lightest out of all of them, or the darkest, I should say, it's the fourth one on the list. This it, and it's lower than Se'et, which means the Krum is how many spots away from Se'et, its father? Two spots away. Rahamana Amar Velas'et Velasapachat. Sapachat Tefela Les'et. Afalgav de Manahta Mine Tuba. Hadush. Listen to this here. Rabbi Akiva, you got to read the Pesukim. What does the Pesuk say in the Torah? Velas'et velasapahat. Velas'et is the main item. That's the wool. White wool. Velas'et velasapahat. Sapahat is its secondary. The word sapahat is written by the Av, I'm sorry, not say Av, by the Tzara'at of Se'et. It's not written by the Tzara'at of Baheret. So Rabbi Akiva could say that Se'et and its Sapachat, what is its Sapachat? What is its secondary? The egg. Since the Torah puts them together, Se'et Sapachat, I can make an exception and say that the egg can jump two steps up to its father. Because the Torah puts them together. La Se'et vela Sapachat. So from the egg case, I can tell you that's an exception. But all the other cases have to fit going up. Which means, when you come to seed which is the white, the wool, seed is wool, right? Seed is wool. When you talk about se'et is what? Se'et is the wool. It cannot be mitzaref according to the av and tolda situation of plaster. Because plaster is the tolda of Baheret. Which means, I can answer your egg problem. How can I? Go to your chart. Krum Betza. You see Krum Betza is the fourth on the list. I say, Rabbi Akiva, no problem with Krum Betza. You could jump up to Se'et. It has a partner. You just told me you can't go two up. You're right, you can't go two up by seed. But you can go two up by Krum Betza. How could you go up two up by Krum Betza? Because the Pasuk says, La Se'et Vela Sapahat. The Torah puts Se'et with Sapahat together.
The next word is.
No, Vela Baheret. But it doesn't put the word Sapahat. No, it doesn't look like that. Vela Se'et Vela Sapahat. It put the word Sapahat next to Se'et. And therefore, if you're going to ask me, give me this question like this. You wanted to tell me what? It's the same question from Krum. Let's go originally. Krum has no partner. You can't partner with the one next to it because it's not related to it. Seed is not a toda of itself. And you can't go two up. Krum does have a partner. Krum can join with its father. So you can't go two up. Krum is the exception. Why? Because it says Vila Sa'et, Vila Sapa. But seed you're going to be stuck with. Because seed can't go with Se'et. because that's not its father, and its father is two away, and it doesn't say v'na beharet v'na sapahat. So therefore, your only question is going to be from seed, and that's what Gemara speaks out. But seed echal is going to be a question. And the mahavarta matnitin, they look at Rabbi Akiva. Then we have to go back and say the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. Look at the Rashi for a second. Look at the Rashi Kasha. Heach yitztaref baheret lesid. Exactly. Seed cannot go jump to baheret because baheret is two steps up. Vetoldato the Rabbi Akiva diit lezu lemale mezu. Very good. Now, maybe you'll tell me like this. This is your question, Sal. Just like you told me that the toldah of the egg can jump up two steps, maybe I'll tell you it also can jump up two steps to its father, which means just the seed, exactly. Just like the egg jumped up two steps to say it, I'll tell you seed jumps up two steps to bear it. So give me the case where you have one going next to each other, which is you always have one going to up. Avot v'toladotu. Again, you're going back to the rule of avot and toladot. The ika ve'embem siruf ela legavoa menu shtei ma'alot, which means you end up having always going. The hadush of Rabbi Akiva is that you got to have them next to each other. That not got next to each other. But if you're going to tell me, well, we have exceptions. What's the exceptions? Number four can jump to number two, and number three can jump to number one. So there goes your whole rule. Mm-hmm. Your whole rule was what? Mm-hmm. Only the ones that are next to each other can be studied. The way we're learning now, three out of the four follow that rule. Which means the only one that doesn't follow the rule is number four. When these four can jump to number two, that's because you have the special rule of Se'et and Sapahat. But three can only go to number two. But four can go to three, by the way. Four can go to three, three go to two, and two can go to one. But the Hadush is you have an exception that four can even jump to two. But that's against the Ketuv. But besides that, everything else can only follow in its order. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. But if you're going to tell me, well, four can go to two, and three can go to one. So what were you saying? Yeah. I thought you had a rule that says everything's got to be next to each other. El Pshat is, no, really everything can only be mistarif with its neighbor. That means krum betza will be able to mistarif with seed. Seed will be able to mistarif with se'et, and se'et will be able to mistarif with baheret. Mm-hmm. Oh, only exception would be that krum can be mistarif with se'et, but that's because of a special gezratu. That's why you couldn't ask me from krum. You only were able to ask me, if you're going to learn the Rabbi Akiva, say good, last point. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the avot and toladot. That's very important to remember. He just holds, there's four items in a row. Four list. Don't get him involved in avot and toladot. Because once you get him involved in avot and toladot, then the seed, you're stuck. It has no partner. Seed would not be able to join se'et, even though it's right next to it, because it's not its father. And certainly it cannot go to its father, because it's too... two steps away. Ela must be Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't go with fathers. And say, he just goes with, there's four on the list. And just follow the order that I gave you them in. That's why I gave you an order. Zu lemal lemezu. He didn't say, zu toda dezu, vizu toda zu lemal lemezu, vizu lemal lemezu. Here's the list. And just back to them. We have an exception by that. That's because the Gezeret Kuduv of Se'et and Sapahat. Se'et and Torah says it's connected to its Sapahat. But everything else, no. That's why the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva.